بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. The topic that we started discussing from some 5 or 6 sessions before was concerning the life after death and the information that we can catch from the Holy Quran in this regard. We started with the last moments of one's life and the process of death and the process of transfer of one to the other world, that is the barzakh or the world of intermediary world that we believe in. We even moved from barzakh, the purgatory world, to the next world, that is the qiyamah or the hereafter. These various discussion of us today is concerning the qiyamah. There is a very current, let's say, understanding of this notion of Araf, that it is famous that the companions of Araf are those who have done good deeds and bad deeds equally. I wanted to see if also this assumption true or not, or has this assumption caught from the Quranic teachings or not. Please tell us whatever is needed in this regard.
ونادى أصحاب الأعراف as رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم. When they look at the people of the sinful people, that these أصحاب الأعراف know them through their faces. قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون. Whatever you gathered, your money, your people that you had, none of them were useful for you, and you're being arrogant. You see, when they say you were arrogant, means these people, they themselves, they're not arrogant. They say you were arrogant and it wasn't useful for you. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, they are blaming the people of hell. So, they must be in some kind of immunity themselves to blame such people. Otherwise, they must be worried about their own self. And that difficult condition, everybody, if they are not sure that they are in good condition, they don't care about others. But when they're not speaking about their own selves. Mm-hmm. They say, these are the two people of paradise. Enter, you are in peace, don't be worried, to the people of fire. This is because of what you have done.
True.
أَحَاوُلَاءَ الَّذِينَ, in another verse, أَحَاوُلَاءَ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَاوْلُهُمُ اللَّهُ بَرَحْمَتِهِ. Then the people of Araf show them to the people of fire, show the people in the paradise. And say, these are the people that you thought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not send his mercy to them, and you were blaming them in the worldly life. So you see, they're kind of a judge there, blaming these people and giving support to those people in the paradise. Then they refer to the people in the paradise and say, "Udkhulul, good people, udkhulul jannah." Enter into the paradise. لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. You see, if they were people of a low rank, they didn't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. To certainly say there is no fear for you, there is no thing to be upset. Don't be upset. Don't be worried. Everything is going to be good with you. So you see, when you put these things together, you see that Ashab al-A'raf can't be ordinary people.
Can ordinary people be among them or not?
They
are not ordinary people mostly, but can ordinary people be among them?
It seems that Ashab al-A'raf have even a higher rank than the people in the paradise, or those people who are going to enter the paradise.
Nice.
Because people those people who are going to enter paradise, maybe they don't know what's going to happen. So Ashab al-A'raf, in fact, are giving them these good tidings. Don't be worried. Everything is okay with you.
www.oislam.com